Along with Bob Schur and editor of Pro Football Weekly, Hub Arkush, this is Wayne Larrabee, and the way we hear it features news and information gathered by the editors and reporters of Pro Football Weekly. And up first off, just a footnote on the Super Bowl. I don't think many of us saw that coming. The New York Giants outplaying the New England Patriots and ending what could have been a historic perfect season for New England.
You know, Wayne, the formula for success for the Giants was so obvious, and yet I, for one, just didn't think they could execute it. You know, it's interesting in the end. They were the number one pass rushing team in the NFL this year. We should have assumed that they could take control of the offensive line or the offensive line of the Patriots. But again, you know, watching that game the last week of the regular season while the score was close, they didn't mount tremendous pressure on Brady. And I just didn't think they were going to be able to control the line the way they did. And make no mistake, that's how they won that football game.
No question about it. And that brings in senior editor Eric Edholm, the Giants defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, much talked about coaching candidate as the head man in Washington with the Redskins. But Spagnuolo announced earlier this week he's going to stay with the Giants, and give us the background on that, Eric.
Yeah, boy, they win a huge game in the Super Bowl, then they get the first big win of the offseason, too. Obviously, Daniel Snyder looking for a head coach to replace Joe Gibbs, wanted to wait until after the Super Bowl. You know, two candidates appeared to emerge, and it got whittled down to Steve Spagnuolo after the game. I mean, his terrific game plan seemed to give him an edge over some other candidates that were mentioned, but he met with Snyder, but there was believed to be a holdup on the assistant coaches that the Redskins have already hired, Jim Zorn and Greg Blash, and Spagnuolo was believed to want to put his own staff together, but there may have been other reasons. You know, there was talk that he just wanted to stay in New York. He felt this team could make another run at a Super Bowl, and so now he becomes the NFL's highest paid defensive coordinator to stay with the Giants.
Well, and the highly publicized other candidates right now, Eric, Jim Fassel, the former Coach of the Year with the New York Giants, and Steve Mariucci, who's got a Coach of the Year award of his own.
Yeah.
Everything I've heard is that Fassel probably is the more likely candidate. Anything you're hearing that's different from that?
I think that's fair to say. You know, I do believe that Mariucci was a possibility, but I think he's going to end up finishing third in the race with Ron Meeks of the Colts probably being the second order, if there were to order it. You know, I do think Jim Fassel eventually will be the Redskins head coach. We'll hear something maybe by the time that people are listening to this at home. But it is interesting. I mean, you know, he's not the overwhelming favorite with the fans. There's already been a lot of uproar about that, and they just don't feel like he's a worthy successor. But, you know, this is a guy that took Kerry Collins to the Super Bowl, won a division with Danny Cannella, quarterback, and, you know, he's had his moments in coaching.
Eric, thank you very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later on in this show as we begin our season review of all 32 teams coming up next on Pro Football Weekly.